This is Seattle's Morning News. Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. There is a fairly scary story in USA Today pointing out that deaths due to alcohol far outnumber deaths due to opioids, and yet we are not issuing any stronger warnings on alcohol. Let's call in the doctor.
Paging Dr. Cohen.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. The numbers here are truly frightening. And the thing that surprised me, Dr. Cohen, is that they count as deaths due to alcohol things like coronary heart disease, cancer. I guess saying that the alcohol exacerbates these things, is that a good way to go about categorizing the data?
Yeah, good morning, Dave. So this story came out of a study that actually was published by the University of Washington, and it was published in Lancet, which is one of the leading medical journals in the world, to be honest with you. And they reviewed basically the worldwide literature and looked at the impact of alcohol consumption and what would be a tolerable level and how is it associated with or related to death. And they concluded that there are nearly 3 million deaths globally that are attributed to alcohol use. And 12% of all deaths in males between the ages of 15 and 49 were as a result of alcohol consumption. Now, the thing is, your question is a good one, because when we think of people dying of alcohol use, is it the acute overdose of alcohol or is it the chronic use of alcohol? It's true, as you mentioned in your intro, that alcohol use kills more than opioids. In fact, there were about 72,000 opioid overdoses last year, whereas there were 88,000 associated with overconsumption of alcohol acutely. We don't address this in the same kind of way because it's culturally more acceptable to drink alcohol than it is to use opioids. We don't look at people and say, oh, it's okay to go out and shoot up heroin, but we do say it's okay to consume alcohol.
Right. I mean, you could look at bars as safe injection sites for alcohol, right?
Yeah, exactly. The thing is what we don't think about when we talk about overconsumption of alcohol is death from other sources. So it turns out that there are a lot of cancers that are related to alcohol use. Cirrhosis of the liver is related to alcohol use, pancreatitis, and in fact, suicide and a number of other diseases are related to alcohol use.
So those are all counted in the study then?
They are. In fact, they looked at cardiovascular disease, hemorrhagic strokes and ischemic strokes, hypertensive heart disease, and so forth. And they looked at cancers, from breast cancer to cancers of the GI tract, other non-communicable diseases, like I already mentioned, cirrhosis, and other things like diabetes, epilepsy, and pancreatitis, and so forth. And they looked at the role that alcohol plays in communicable diseases, like respiratory infections and tuberculosis. And then there's the intentional injuries, the ones that we typically think of associated with alcohol use, which are interpersonal violence or self-harm. And then unintentional injuries, also the things we usually think about, drownings or motor vehicle accidents or things like that. So they looked at all these different categories.
Well, clearly the thrust of the article is that we should be treating alcohol misuse with the same kind of intensity as we're doing with the opioids now.
Yeah, it's interesting. The editor of The Lancet actually came out with a very, very strong statement, basically saying this is a global problem and it requires immediate attention, and that basically there should be zero tolerance for consumption of alcohol. Now, that's probably an unreasonable thing at this point in time. I don't think we're going to go back to the prohibition era, and even when we did that, people continued to drink alcohol. So that's not really a reasonable approach to take. But I think the point is, and that they were trying to get across, is that really different than what we've talked about before, is they're saying that there is no safe limit for alcohol use, that in fact, alcohol is a poison, it poisons our body, and it causes all these problems.
And we're including wine here, so all that stuff about resveratrol and...
Yeah, exactly.
Throw that out the window. Huh?
Yeah, exactly. They didn't differentiate between beer, wine, or spirits because they felt that it was the alcohol in it that was causing the problems.
So this study is saying, don't drink, period.
I mean, there are other studies that have been published looking at kind of related things. For example, there's been an increase in the number of binge drinking episodes seen in emergency rooms, which is, of course, the most expensive place to get treated. In states where they have more stringent control of alcohol consumption, so they have alcohol control policies, they have a lower incidence of binge drinking.
Should we have This is very frustrating because I thought they should have kept the state-run liquor store systems. The stores were sparse, overpriced. I mean, the people were friendly enough, but it was kind of inconvenient to buy booze. And now, of course, it's easy to buy booze.
Well, you're making exactly the points that were made during the time that initiative ended up on the ballot. And in fact, you're correct. And I think that's been well demonstrated in this country. The states that have the most stringent alcohol control policies, those are the states where they have the lowest incidence of binge drinking and the lowest incidence of chronic alcohol use. But in the end, I think as a recommendation, there's a lot of other studies out there that should not be ignored. I don't think that there is any one study that should change everything that we do in society. This just has to be taken alongside all the other data that's been published in leading medical journals throughout the world over the decades. And again, I'm going to make the recommendation I always do is consume things in moderation. Do what you can handle. Don't do anything dangerous. Just be safe.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Dr. Cohen, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.